Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Results of third-party air testing around the Sterigenics facility in Cobb County were announced today. The company is under pressure by neighbors who've learned about toxic gas emissions. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
80% of the samples collected came back with non-detectable levels of ethylene oxide. The company uses the gas, which has been classified as a carcinogenic, to sterilize medical products. But the samples were collected after the plant shut down earlier this month. Smyrna City Councilman Tim Gold says the data provide a baseline measure for how much of the gas is typically in the air.
I think that'll really be helpful for folks as our residents continue to get comfortable or decide that there's an issue. They'll have data with the plant in operation and the plant shut down.
GHD will test again once Sterigenics reopens in October after installing updates. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Conservation groups will not return to court to fight the deepening of a busy shipping channel for the port of Savannah. But they are, quote, skeptical of the machines that would inject oxygen into the Savannah harbor meant to offset threats to fish. A 2013 court settlement required a successful test before the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers could resume dredging of the shipping channel. While the agency declared last month that tests exceeded expectations, the Corps estimates it'll cost $3 million a year to pump extra oxygen into the waterway shared by Georgia and South Carolina, federally protected wilderness. Oglethorpe County is Georgia's first certified broadband-ready community. A law passed last year aims to bring high-speed internet to more rural Georgians, and Oglethorpe, just east of Athens, is the first municipality to meet program requirements. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.